This Sunday, the Browns will wrap up the 2013 season in Pittsburgh. Here's head coach Rob Chudzinski on who's in and who's out.
Good morning. This Sunday is our last test for the season. Our guys have had a great week of preparation and getting ready for the Steelers. Looking forward to playing them and finishing the season strong. Let me give you an update on injuries. Joe Hayden will be questionable. He'll be a game-time decision. Jordan Cameron is also questionable. He'll see an independent neurologist later on today and determine whether he can play or not. Laval and Greco, both questionable. Hughes is doubtful. And then Pinkston, Taylor, and Smith were listed as out for the game. We'll take questions now. Yeah, he moved around, ran around well. Looked pretty good.
How about if you have to do without Joe in this game, going against Ben and Antonio? What kind of a blow is that for you guys?
Well, the next guy has to step up. We've practiced that way all week long. Actually, practiced for the most part for 2 weeks in that regard. So we'll expect whoever gets the opportunity to answer the bell.
Did he have any kind of setback, Chud? Because he obviously played last week.
Just the normal course of playing during the course of the game, but there was nothing new to it, to the injury itself.
How vital was it to finish this season, as you said, strong and with a win, especially after what's gone on last?
Yeah, it's something that we really want to do. I know the guys are committed to doing that, to finish, you know, with that taste in your mouth, to finish the season strong. And so, you know, like I said, we've had a great week of preparation, and the guys are ready to go, and we'll be excited about playing this game.
You know more. You know this division. I mean, obviously, growing up as a fan and know how much trouble this team has had in the division. What would it mean to you and to the team to at least have beaten every team in the division once this year if you could go in and win Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that would be big. Certainly, I don't know that that's been done before. In the AFC North by the Browns, so it's something that would mean a lot.
Should you subscribe to the theory that a win at the end of the season could carry over to the next one?
It can. It depends on how you handle it and what that meant during the course of the season and for the course of the season. At the end of the day, every season's different. Every season's new. You like to have some momentum if you can at the end of the season. Yeah, I don't think of anything else other than winning and giving ourselves and doing the things to give ourselves the best chance to win.
Yeah, how has Gilkey looked in a little bit of time?
I thought Garrett's done a nice job. He did a good job in the game. Again, he's just learning to play the position, and I think that the extra practice time and being involved that way has helped him.
Brian Sanford, how's he going to y'all help you? Obviously, he knows what's going on. What to do, but how can he help you?
Well, he would be another guy in the rotation up front that can help us. And I was impressed, Brian, as far as his recall of the system and the terminology, and jumped right in there like he hadn't missed a day.
What has DeQuell meant to you guys this season? And you see him slowing down at up to 30, 31.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked a lot about DeQuell, his leadership, and the things that he brings. Not just from an on-the-field standpoint, but off the field. And, I have the utmost respect for him.
Does he still look like he's playing at a high level?
He's played well this season.
How much of a lift, if Jordan Cameron can come back, can it provide for Jason and for Josh Gordon to have him available?
Yeah, I think that, anytime you can get guys who can make plays, and certainly Jordan's proven that this season that he can do that, it helps everybody to have another weapon out there and another guy that can help. I think he's played, that'll be determined by the voters. I think he's really come on and come out of nowhere in our eyes, in my eyes, from a guy who we weren't sure about to a guy who's proven that he's a playmaker and a guy that can help you win games.
Chud, you've got legitimately anywhere from 5 to 7 guys that could make the Pro Bowl tonight. Is that something that you look at as kind of tangible evidence that, hey, we really are the foundation. We've got some players here, and things are going in the right direction.
Yeah, I do. I think that's important. It's important that guys have played their best or had their best seasons. The coaches, the work that they've put into it, and those players, the work that they've put into it, and some guys really emerging out of nowhere that were question marks. And, I think those are all good signs and all, indicative of the direction that we're going. Yeah, I think, I'll get more into some of that in the off season, but certainly, Phil was a big part of, the defensive line and what they did up front. And, there was times where, people couldn't run the ball with him in there and around there. And, he's improving. And, he's not a complete player in that he still has room to grow. And he recognizes that. I've been pleased with his work ethic and how that's improved. And I think he's, again, a player that has his best days are ahead of him.